A wildfire near Rapid City burned several structures Monday afternoon and forced about 500 people to evacuate, but officials anticipate they averted a larger disaster. The fire began Monday morning on private property about 4 miles west of Rapid City. Authorities say there was no lightning in the area, which suggests the fire may be human-caused. Strong winds pushed the fire across about 800 acres of private, state, and federal land by Monday afternoon. Incident Commander Rob Powell says there were no injuries or deaths. The fire damaged several outbuildings and possibly two homes. Pennington County Sheriff Kevin Tome says he and his wife were evacuated.
I watched a neighbor's house go up in flames, so it touches all of us, and I'm just thankful for all the resources that are here.
About 250 firefighters from local, state, and federal agencies responded. Incident Commander Rob Powell says the fire hit some rugged terrain.
Tough area to get into, but we're doing our best to try to get out ahead of it and at least protect the homes and outbuildings that are in front of the fire.
Officials say strong overnight winds will die down. Governor Kristi Noem traveled to Rapid City to watch the response.
It appears that the areas that we thought were threatened the most that were evacuated may no longer be necessary and they could be back in their homes soon.
High winds across the state fanned several other fires Monday, including a forest fire 1.5 miles southwest of Keystone and a grassland fire near Murdo. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.